In 1987, at the height of the Cold War, President Ronald Reagan famously gave this speech at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
2 years later, the Berlin Wall came down and German unification ultimately followed. But in Berlin today, there are few signs of Reagan's historic statement or the man himself. This Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of Reagan's birth, and as Susan Stone reports, some in Berlin say it's time the city pays tribute to the great communicator.
Berlin has streets named after prominent Americans like Benjamin Franklin, John Foster Dulles, and Frank Zappa. John F. Kennedy alone has a plaza, an institute, and a school to his name, not to mention a private museum at the Brandenburg Gate. The gate is not just a historical spot, but a major tourist attraction, says Thomas Rimming of Berlin Tourist Information.
Brandenburg Gate is a highlight in Berlin. It is a symbol for the wall, for the history, and everybody likes to see the Brandenburg Gate. It's like Eiffel Tower in Paris.
There are signs detailing historic events related to the site, though there is no reference to Ronald Reagan here. Some people think there should be. But Berlin Senate spokesman Günter Kolucci says there's simply no room.
Das ist sehr geschichtsträchtig und deswegen ist es da eng.
It's a historically significant place, and therefore space is very tight. We have passed the information on to Berlin's districts in the hopes that they can find an appropriate street to name after Mr. Reagan, but we haven't had an answer yet.
He points out that Ronald Reagan was made an honorary citizen in 1992, along with Mikhail Gorbachev, the highest honor the city can bestow.
Berlin, natürlich, Mr. Reagan ehrt.
Of course, Berlin reveres Mr. Reagan and has a friendly connection with him. I believe that Berlin has recognized Mr. Reagan and that his spirit remains present in the city.
It's not just a question of space. There's a policy in place in the area to name streets after women to make up for the gender imbalance. And there's the cost of changing maps and street signs.
These are simple excuses. The real background is that there is a pretty left-wing Senate.
Parliamentarian Martin Lindner is a member of the free market pro-business FDP. He has been campaigning in vain for several years to have a street named after Ronald Reagan. He blames political infighting and lukewarm feelings about Reagan in the former East for holding things up.
I have learned in politics, naming streets is one of the most, it's a very emotional thing you can do. And I knew what I did when I tried to move it ahead in 2004.
After Reagan died in 2004, Lindner proposed changing the name of the area near the city's new train station. It was named after George Washington in 1932.
When the people come by train to Berlin, they would arrive at the Ronald Reagan place. A good idea.
But the idea never took hold. Instead, one of the only places you find the "tear down this wall" line, along with the small photo taken during the speech, is in one of Berlin's newest subway stations. Those passing through the station on this day have mixed feelings about naming something in the city after the former U.S. president. Gabriela Fetzke, who was born in 1945, says for her, street names don't tell the whole story.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah, okay, fine. But with 20 years of hindsight, when we see how everything turned out, maybe those in charge weren't as clever as we always thought they were.
Her younger friend, Stephanie Prose, is more concerned that a ceremonial street naming would be an empty gesture.
Wenn wir irgendwie Plätze errichten,
when we name places after well-known political figures who have done something for Berlin, you need to explain something on a sign or a plaque. Explain why we should care.
A piece of the Berlin Wall, decorated with a graffiti butterfly, holds a special place at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California, and may be a focal point of this weekend's centennial celebration. But in Berlin itself, no movement on the issue of commemorating Ronald Reagan is expected until after the next local election in September. For The World, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.